So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
All right, do I have a nugget? These Democrat witnesses are taking a beating in the Comer hearing. If you haven't heard his name before, and you probably have, watch this guy. We've got to get him on the show, too. Dom Giordano's show. Brandon Gill. When I fill in nationally, I had him on. He does a great job. He is going after a Democrat witness set there to the Comer oversight hearing on Somali fraud, Walls, Ellison, and all of that. And there is just one nugget in here that I'm going to say forever. With this Democrat witness, they're sent there to try to tell us, stop talking about this. What about this fraud? Stop talking about the Somalis. Now, you know, one of the things Democrats often use, Cardinal Dolan used this. Well, you know, the first year people are in the country, they might be on welfare. But you take a look at the next generation and you take a look a few years down the line. Now, listen to this. When Congressman Brandon Gill gets going with this Democrat, the percentage of Somalis in Somali residents in Minnesota that are on welfare is staggering, Medicaid, staggering. But then he asked the question, this guy's smart. Bang! How about after 10 years, how many are on welfare still after 10 years? This is exactly what people voted for. And I think the fraud with Newsom in California is going to be extensive. People are contacting me, rumbling, saying there's got to be an attempt to take a look at the fraud in Pennsylvania under Josh Shapiro's regime. Well, that would be Valerie Arcouche who's overlooking that. Remember when she talked about her failure rate on various things was only like 11%, how good that was on overpaying people, overpaying with checks and all? All right, so without further ado, Dom, come on. Here is Congressman Brandon Gill. It's the oversight hearing. Democrats had witnesses, too. I don't know. Henry will drop everything. I don't care if it's a war. If Madeleine Dean is on this committee, we'll go to her exclusive wall-to-wall coverage. I'm not sure if Houlihan or Madeleine Dean or Mary Gay Scanlon are on it or not. I haven't seen them yet. Here's Brandon Gill, though, going after the Democrat witness.
Minnesota are on food stamps?
No.
54%. Do you know what that number is for native Minnesota-headed households?
Well, to be clear, a majority of the...
It's 7%. There's a big difference between 54% and 7%, is there not?
Excuse me, sir. Could I answer the question?
Let me move on. We've got a lot of questions here. What percentage of Somali-headed households in Minnesota are on Medicaid?
I don't know.
It's 73%. Do you know what that number is for Minnesota native households?
Again, you're using the phrase Minnesota native households.
Let's stop right there. Let's all use that today. Native. Just here. You know, this witness, he's not concerned with the robbing the country. You hear what he's concerned about? You can't use the word native. Well, they are native. I'm a native born citizen. Henry is. Kirk. I didn't know. I didn't see the background test results. He is. Okay, there we go.
Yes.
All three are native-born. Can we say we're native-born citizens? Oh, no. Can't be doing that. All right, we continue.
Native households.
Again, you're using the phrase Minnesota native households, but the majority...
The number is 18%. That's quite an astounding difference. I think we would
agree. Can I answer the question, please?
Let me ask you one more, and then we can go on to that. What percentage of Somali-headed households are on welfare in general?
I don't know.
It's 81%. What about Let me just ask you, after 10 years of being in the United States, what percentage of Somali immigrant households are on, continue to be on welfare?
I don't know.
The number is 78%. So even after 10 years, 78% of Somali immigrant households continue to be on welfare. Do you know what that number is for native Minnesota-headed households?
Again, you're using
non-Somali immigrant-headed households.
If I can just answer the question.
You're
using the phrase native Minnesotans. The majority of Somali Minnesotans are as
Minnesotans. Oh, why did I cut? I wanted to hear that. They're not native. They weren't born here. My God. Or they're emigrate. The family emigrated. Can you imagine after that assault? Who is this guy? I don't know. And he's proud of it. I don't know anything. I'm a Democrat. What are you here for? I'm a Democrat. And you're not going to get away with this. Stop saying native, too. Can you imagine after 10 years? I don't know if they have the number after 20 years. It's still probably 60% or so. 78% are on welfare. Just diminishing by 3%. From those currently there versus newer arrivals versus 10 years. This is not just about fraud. It's about groups, and it's about a state like Minnesota where you have ample numbers of people that set me off and probably you because they failed to assimilate, they failed to work, they failed to do any of those things. Not every single person. Would you let me answer about the native? Food stamps, I think you said 7% versus the 56%. It's enormous. What's the reason? Because they can, because of the corruption, because of the system, because everybody's afraid they'll call them a racist or an Islamophobe. That was just a brilliant rapid fire of establishing exactly what Americans voted for, what this is all about. Okay, now, I want to take care of the family business. This show does not stint. And Henry, I'm flipping coins. I don't even know if I want to invite the guy back. And if Guy Shiraki's listening, Guy, you may want to turn off for a while. Everybody touted Marty Young to us. You remember him, right? He's running against a Houlihan. We have to have somebody out there to run against a Houlihan, just like we need Brian Fitzpatrick. Well, Marty Young came on. I thought he was pretty good. And this gets at something we can't ignore. I know some people want to ignore it and say, stop talking about health care. Just stop it. We don't have a plan. That's it. We're going into the midterms. Well, Marty Young, the Republican nominee, it looks like, his plan is universal basic care, at least for children. And he likens it to public school education. Marty, how did that go? Public school education, a healthcare system. In other words, as I understand it, in the article that I have, he wants to have beyond Obamacare, single-payer, universal health care system. This is the Republican nominee. Now, you know what this underlines? It's not just the suspicion it cast on him. This is a big deal. Well, he's solution-oriented. We're not. It tells me that Republicans are not yet able. And what are they waiting for? Jeff Van Drew's on tomorrow. No bigger supporter of the president. We have cuts of the president again yesterday, and I'll play you what he said. I don't think this is sufficient, though. And the president telling us we shouldn't care about the Hyde Amendment. Yeah, what do you mean, Mr. President? You know who else told us that? Ryan Fitzpatrick. The Hyde Amendment says, hey, you can get abortions, knock yourself out, but you can't use taxpayer dollars. This has always been the rule. President Trump saying, ooh, go easy on that. That has nothing to do with health care. Of course it does. Brian Fitzpatrick, the same thing. Republicans are floundering here on health care, attacking the insurance companies. I'm all on board with it. But then after that, what else do you have? So this is President Trump. This is cut 17, Henry. Here's what he said yesterday.
Sorry, give me a second.
Yeah, pulling up. President Trump on health care yesterday and what he's proposing or thinking about here.
What we're doing is the right thing for the country. We're not Republican or Democrat. We're doing the right thing for the country. If you look at what we're trying to solve the health care problem, we're trying to get better health care at a lower price. I mean, that's a good thing, right?
Okay. And that's about where we are. We're all in agreement with that. growing agreement with trying to decouple the big insurance companies. Now, I think he meets with them this week. But we don't have anything. And when we get Van Giro on tomorrow, he'll know better. I don't know what they're going to do at this point. Are they just going to say we're going to give the money to people and that's it? I'm not saying to go to the Obamacare thing, but we need something here to carry us through the midterms rather than we're just going to attack the insurance companies. You really want to win, but it's about one thing, winning. Got to win the midterms. So what is it that's going to help us get through this to win the midterms? The abortion thing, no, we're not going to. Buddy Johnny Z put it up on Twitter. What the heck are we the Hyde Amendment, it's a line in the sand. Of course it is. I don't want to get into Brian Fitzpatrick about abortion and limitation, all that. You can do that, buddy. But no, we're not signing off on a health care plan that says that people that are pro-life have to pay for others' abortions. Fitzpatrick says, well, I don't want to litigate that in the health care. Oh, really? You don't want to talk about it? No, that's important to people. All right, so Marty Young, universal health care for children, a universal plan. At least I'm looking at the article the way that it's explained. It just underlines that Republicans are floundering here. I don't know what kind of surprise or what they're going to cook up. It didn't seem like that yesterday from their caucus. And if they don't have that, I'm going to Representative Perry's on today at 1 o'clock. I know he's anti what Obamacare did, universal, single payer and all that. What is it that seems likely that the president's on board with and then we get these representatives on board with so they can make their case? It can't just be attack the insurance. That's not going to win. You know it deep down. We need more than that. Now, if they have something and they're going to spring it next week, well, that's great. But based on these comments, and here we have a guy running for office that wants universal health care. What? That's not Houlihan. It's Houlihan's opponent. All right, let me give you the side question today, but you can get in right now at 855-839-1210. Good for Brandon Gill. You'll see this guy more. That was a dressing down of the entire fraud system of the entire Democrat Party. Now, all Republicans have to do to deliver on this is drive Walz from office, indict him, and Ellison, the attorney general, who's a more national, every bit as much of a national figure, indict him also, and every other elected official that you can there. I think that's what people want. And when you heard what Brandon Gill got out of this Democrat witness, doesn't that say at all what's going on there? People should be, they are revolted when they hear this stuff. They're too busy working to pay for all this, maybe, to hear it. Wait a minute, they're here 10 years and 78% are on welfare? How is that? That's what we always hear, isn't it? Oh, people are going to do all this stuff now because they have to, but you'll see over a year or two, everything will be okay. No. That's a Democrat media dodge. Okay, side question today. And I had something else prepared, Henry. I think I sent it. We'll do that tomorrow.
Yeah.
I forgot that yesterday into today, it is the 30th anniversary of, the stat I have is on January 7th, which would be today, 27.6 inches of snow fell. Overall, I guess from the previous day, as I remember it, it topped out at over 31 inches overall. Now, I mention that because the then Governor Ridge instituted an executive order saying if you're a doctor, emergency personnel, Henry, and you may want to write this down, it could be valuable someday, or a broadcast journalist,
oh,
you can travel. Guess what I was?
Oh,
a broadcast journalist. What else would you call me?
Did you trek through that?
I got out there at the beginning. Well, it had to be 6 inches. Now, at that point, we were in Ballard-Kinwood. Mm-hmm. It was WWDB, the station. Tommy McDonald, who's with us, you know I'm on the remotes.
Right.
When I get there, they start putting me on. Then he put me up in a hotel. I think he had a cot there. If he's listening, he should call in. He's doing cut-ins to New York because it's national news, running the board at DB, eating peanut butter out of a jar.
Oh, gross.
And he has the chair turns upside down that he's fixing the bottom part of it with a screwdriver when I get in there.
Wow.
Now, that's a guy. I'll never
that's
forget
dedication.
The scene.
True professional.
Oh, exactly my right. God. Keeping it together. So the two of us, I did go to the Adams Mark, which was not too far away. I don't remember sleeping. I don't know what happened. All I know is I might have been on four or five shows.
Oh, man.
It was unbelievable. Yeah. I finally captured Talk Radio.
I thought my 14-hour stint was...
Well, but the thing is, I had captured it. They couldn't stop me. No one could get there. I could have done anything.
Did you have your pineapple juice mixture to help your throat?
Yeah.
Seriously.
Oh, my goodness. And Ed Rendell, who usually was pretty savvy, didn't get it. Told the people of South Philly, they got to stop the complaining. You can't plow those small streets. I mean, the snow may have been packed. You know, it's 31 inches, but when they start piling it up, there were places where over 6 feet.
You're building mountains.
And this went on for days. But I never forgot. Thank you, Governor Ridge. Broadcast journalists were able to travel. And all I had, I don't even think it was front-wheel drive. I just had like a Focus or something. I got out there. I think I walked to the hotel and walked back, and I think I was there 2 days or something. You know, I don't even know how we got fed, what happened. It was that amazing. It was out in Bawa where the station was, Levering Mill Road. All right, so that gives us this premise. Hit us with the all-time event, person, wild story, entertaining if you can, from the Philadelphia region over the last 30 years. Now, I'm going to take one off that happened outside that, and you can't say Budge Wire. The death of Frank Rizzo, I believe, is 1991, so that's outside the window. But it's so big that I just threw it there so that you know it. Two that I think represent Philadelphia. Larry Krasner being elected, not once, not twice, three times. And when that robot made its way here.
Hitchbot.
It's made its way across from communist China. I'm making that up. It may have. And yet, it got beheaded here in Philadelphia.
Yeah, it made it all the way across Canada. And they said, hey, let's try it in the States. Philadelphia. Dead.
Yeah, and I think it was a beheading. So it could be a serious one. It could be a wild one. I went back because I was trying to, the all-time wild Philadelphia story, and I forget who I had on close to it. I was just starting in talk radio. It was the Joey Coyle story. When the 1.2 million or 6 million fell off the back of the truck over near 2 Street, and Joey was ultimately caught running through the airport in New York with $100 bills coming out of his boots.
Jeez.
Yeah. It's an all-time Philly story. And people were calling in, well, you found it. You know, it fell off the back of the truck.
Finders keepers.
They ought to be more careful with that. They started, he should give half of it back. He gets to keep half. Pennsport. All right, how about yours, Henry?
Yeah, so it's only been, it feels like it was just yesterday, but it's been 3 years since a local man, decided, you know what? For the next 40 days, I'm going to eat a rotisserie chicken every single day.
Whoa.
And on that 40th day, it became a huge thing that tons of people went down by the abandoned pier by the Walmart to watch this man eat his 40th chicken in 40 days live.
Yeah.
His name, Alexander Tominski.
Yes, I thought you were going to. Remember the other guy, too? The guy with the hoagie-sounding voice?
Oh, the hoagie mouth? Yeah,
hoagie mouth. The guy they put on when I-95, and he's standing there scratching his head.
Oh,
talking,
yeah.
Oh, my God.
Oh, that's another great clip.
That guy. Yeah, if you find it, we ought to play that guy.
Yeah.
That's just amazing. Kirk, do you have one?
So I think maybe the move bombing. That was.
Well, it's 85.
Yeah.
Okay, well, a little bit outside. It's monumental, though.
Yeah, it's monumental. Yeah. That's one.
But not only did the mayor bomb his own city, not only did he not put out the fire, not only when they rebuilt the houses did they have to knock them down because of the contractor.
Right.
He actually said two things. I wasn't there on the scene. I was afraid of being assassinated. And two, there was a lot of snow on my TV. It wasn't snowing out. It was in May. He just said the TV connection was bad. That would be W. Wilson Good.
Yep.
Yep. Snow on the TV. Oh, my God. All right, 855-839-1210. You get on board. I know the guy, Henry. Not sure if he dropped the satchel, the bomb, or he was on the helicopter, one or the other, when it went over and dropped the bomb.
Really?
Or MOVE had gas tanks and all up there on the roof.
Oh, man.
Yeah, dropping the bomb. Bang. And apparently, as I'm told, they didn't want to pay for a crane to knock down the house so they can get him out that way. It was too expensive. So they blew it up. Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. Well, the fact
I'd love to have sat in on that meeting.
Yeah. Well, the fact they let him get away with it. Can you imagine on a row house street, they had livestock and all running the streets, like a lot of it and all. They let him do it.
That's crazy.
Ambulances couldn't go up because it might disturb them. There could be trouble.
Oh my gosh.
Rumors, MOVE had a nuclear weapon. Wild.
That's that is insane.
This was, if this were around today with social media.
All-time propaganda. Oh my gosh.
What would have happened? Yeah, absolutely. All right. And I once debated three of the Africas, Ramona Africa and a couple of others, in a studio only half this size and a big mob in there. Oh, my God. Yeah. On TV, too. They picked it up. It was nuts. Yeah. Oh,
man.
So, Kirk, we'll put that one in. It's okay. So monumental.
Yep.
You know,
I think so.
We'll throw it in.
A lot of controversy.
Yeah, we're looking.
You knew someone was going to call in with it anyway.
Yeah, we're looking for about 30 years. No budge wires. I don't know where he did that. I think it was in Harrisburg, but you can't say it.
Upstate.
Yeah. No budge wires. 855-839-1210. Hit us with that. Get your name into the hat. And the opening gong of this testimony in Minnesota. This is not going away. And if Republicans don't succeed in indicting a bunch of people here, then shame on them. It's there. I mean, that's why Walls is, another report came out. I'll give you that coming up. Auditor there. The testimony today is they were telling Walls about this since 2019. And every time a whistleblower did it, they were called an Islamophobe or a racist. And they were told to shut up. But you heard that Democrat witness there. What do you mean, Native? Did he dispute? I don't know. How are you a witness on how all this happened if you don't know any of those stats? You don't want to know them. You're there just to tell us, why are we picking on this one group? Because significant numbers have been pirates that took in $9 billion. That's why. 855-839-1210.
Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
All right, President Trump, among other things, tells all NFL teams to hire Harbaugh. And we're inaugurating, I don't know if Henry has one a little bit later, 1:45 each day. When we can, we might have a little question.
I've got a question.
The day. Oh, you have a question. Okay. I have one too, so I'll save it until then. We have some days it might happen, none, some days two. Involving Harbaugh, you probably guess where I'm going. But Trump jumping in, upwards of 20 teams, I think it could be even more, are looking at him as potential. And Baltimore is looking, you know, unless there's something else there that we don't know. Nobody seems to say that. This guy has been hugely winning coach. Just tells you the NFL coaching thing. Wow.
Yeah, I think he just ran his course there.
Yeah. Well, I don't even know what that means, though.
Well, it's the same thing like Andy Reid. Like, Andy Reid's a phenomenal coach, but he ran his course here. Like, he wore out his welcome that final season.
Well, this he was 4-10.
Yeah.
This guy was 8-9 and the field goal kicker missed a very makeable field
goal.
But
that's the bigger issue is that they're 8-9 and then the last however many seasons have ended in heartbreak. You know, I think it was just time to clean the slate for the Ravens. I think the front office felt the same way.
All right. Well, then 20 other teams are wrong.
Yeah. No, he'll still get. I mean, it's the same thing. Like, Andy Reid went to the Chiefs, and he obviously has done fantastic there. I think John Harbaugh can go somewhere else, maybe not the Cleveland Browns, but somewhere else and have success.
All right. I'll save my question for a little bit later. I can tell where you're going already. The DOJ has not only opened a criminal investigation into Walls, but the Minnesota legislative auditors just dropped a damning bombshell. According to the auditor's report, Minnesota's Department of Homeland Security, you know, that's not a big deal usually with the state, right? During Walz's tenure, had almost no internal controls or oversight as it awarded $400 million in grants. Homeland Security. How far does this go in Minnesota? It's obvious how far it goes. It is out of control. That's where we are. All right, I mentioned Marty Young, too, just a little bit more. The guy running against Houlihan. This is the headline from the Penn Live. As millions of Americans face skyrocketing health insurance rates, a Pennsylvania Republican congressional candidate is proposing universal health care for children, young adults, and expectant mothers. Wow. This is the guy running against Houlihan. Let's see. This part of it. Okay. At some point, we must stop confusion, inaction with responsibility, said in a statement. Just as America guarantees public education for every child, we must guarantee their health. That's not just common sense. It's the right thing to do. So he said that healthcare premiums routinely exceed mortgage or rent payments. Families are one medical emergency away. We all know that. Acknowledges his proposed plan will surprise many as a Republican. He is proposing guaranteed health care coverage. All right. Universal health care, single payer, any expectant mothers, children. There was another group in there. Young adults. They all get this. Think beyond Obamacare. And this is the Republican nominee. Wow. All right. Is this guy bold and, you know, he's going to strike a chord in horsey country? Or does it make my point? This is how all over the place Republicans are at the congressional level on health care. So what are they going to do? Punt? That's not going to work. Blame the insurance companies? Blame Biden? Blame Obamacare? Sure, do all those things. But then what is it you would do now? And all I'm hearing is just give the people the money. Okay, how would that look? There seemed to be a good deal of difficulties with that. Lenny and Pittman starts us off on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Lenny.
Hey, Dom. Belated happy January 6th to you. You know, that was the fifth anniversary. They had to have a hearing about it.
Yeah,
just won't let that. They won't let it go. I mean, they are locked in. Just locked in.
Well, Happy New Year, I thought you were going to say. This is January 7th, so Larry David is monitoring this show.
Well, my birthday's tomorrow, so that's the only thing I got going on with January 6th. It's 2 days to my birthday. But anyhow, I actually, I don't know why, I guess I like torment, but I watched the hearing today thinking, well, something's going to happen. Every Republican asked questions to the guest. Not one Democrat even asked a question. They went right to Trump, 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue where the corrupt, and the meeting was about Minnesota.
Exactly.
And they just are locked in on Trump. It just is amazing. They didn't even ask a question. They gave a 5-minute statement. Unbelievable.
It is. And look, the American people are seeing this. They know which party's on this. But the only danger for Republicans is, if they give up in the end and we don't see people indicted, Lenny, this is going to backfire. That's what they have
to
do. By the
way, I watched Marjorie Taylor Greene. Boy, they did everything in their power. Let me tell you something. She might not be a congresswoman, but she didn't take Sonny Holston's crap. She gave it right back there. But I do have a side question to answer.
Sure. Go ahead, Lenny.
Throwing snowballs at Santa Claus.
That's okay. Thank you, Lenny. Yeah, that's but that's outside the time. We kind of set it at 30 years, not to go too far.
Let's get more
back.
Contemporary.
Yeah, that's like, I think that was 68. Joe Kuharik's years. Fire Joe, the plane riding over. The drunken, some say, skinny Santa with no suit, exactly. Of course, you're going to get snowballed. All right, so we're looking maybe since the last 30 years, okay? Since that's when the snowstorm happened. Something like that, you know, within reason. All right, 855-839-1210. What's the story that jumps out to you? Think of a person in the story. I would always go with Rizzo and the cummerbund, but I think that happened before 96. That seems like well before it, maybe. So hit us with that. And this hearing today, Brandon Gill, what we gave you is exactly, they're making the case. Now they have to deliver. The FBI, Pam Bondi there. Ellison, definitely. Walls, the cabinet of Walls, maybe the heads of the welfare system there. There should be double figures people that get indicted out of this. And I'm not talking just about the pirates that did it. I'm talking about the infrastructure that aided and abetted them. That's what the demand is. It's not negotiable. If they come through in that, then people are going to say, okay, that's great. Move on to California. Move on to Jersey. Let's see here in Pennsylvania, the fraud tour. I mean, at least Trump's talking about that. They're going to go to California next. All due to one guy and social media that finally broke through. And they don't know what hit them because for years they've just told people, hey, this is Minnesota. We're going to continue to do this. Where do you think you are? We're not going to investigate anything. We'll investigate you. And due to Nick Shirley and just some great footage that he had, look at what's happened. Okay, Scott Perry will be here a little bit later. Dave McCormick, Senator McCormick on a lot of issues will join. But you get him right now at 855-839-1210. And I got a little bit of an update on the alternative halftime show. What are we, like, 5 weeks away?
It's coming up.
Yes, yeah. We just have 3 games and a week hiatus, then the week and the game. So we're approximately 5 weeks away. I would say I'm not feeling as comfortable about this. I'll give you the update. I'm not going to give you the source, but it's source about what might happen as an alternative show that day. You know, other than the shows that people put on with animals and all that. I mean, an actual entertainment halftime show because of Bad Bunny. 855-839-1210.
Maybe you like cooking. Maybe you don't. Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you. Because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there's no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. Do delicious food your way. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first 2 orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Okay, it is Dom time. Welcome in. 855-839-1210. Hit us on the side question. Some event, some wild story. Something that happened major or entertaining here in the Philadelphia area, you know, you can go a little bit far, Allentown, wherever, over the last 30 years, because this point 30 years ago, I think we have that, Henry, right? That cut. It's Rob Jennings.
Yes.
Who did the Crime Stoppers thing, I think, too. They caught a lot of people. Do you remember Rob Jennings on 6ABC? Here's Jennings talking about what's happening as they do the news that day.
But the big story in Action News is a winter storm warning for the entire Delaware Valley. And for the very latest on what we can expect, let's go outside to Cecily Tynan. Cecily?
Well, Rob, no doubt this is going to be a major winter storm. AccuWeather says all the snowstorms we've had so far this season, just dress rehearsals for this one. Action Radar shows the system. Now, to show you the magnitude of the storm, look at this big bulk of moisture basically stretching all the way from D.C. over to Chicago, back down to the Gulf Coast. And if we put this into motion, this system is moving very slowly. Now, this means probably in the early morning hours is when snow will start to develop. Then it probably won't end until sometime Monday. And because of this huge storm, we have a winter storm warning in effect for the entire Delaware Valley. Now, we're not even talking inches anymore. 1 to 2 feet of snow possible from the storm. In addition, wind gusts up to about 40 miles an hour. This means we'll be experiencing blizzard conditions by this time tomorrow night. It probably won't even be safe to go out of the house because of visibility down to about a quarter mile. If you live by the coast, there is a coastal flood watch in effect. A good possibility this will be changed to a warning by tomorrow night. Tidal flooding, a good possibility. Winds gusting up to 60 miles an hour and blinding snow. So this is a storm you really want to prepare for. If you haven't already gotten the flashlights out, stocked up on food, do that tonight before the snow starts. Show you the track of this storm.
All right, we got it, Henry. And back then, the French Toast Industrial Complex was very operational, as I remember. Oh, my God. People rushing to the stores.
Got to get the bread and milk.
Yeah, the bread and milk and all, and just running out with stuff like that. And she was a little bit understated. As I said, it totaled around 31 inches ultimately. So that's our premise today. 30 years ago it happened. Well, it started wee small hours and then moved throughout the day, and I think even the next day. Oh, this is a good one. I think it's with, I'm not sure if it's within the range or not, though. We may have to look it up, but it's too good not to. An all-time story that reflects Philadelphia. It could be big. It could be a story that was very nice. Or it could be the Joey Coyle side of the aisle. John, in one of my favorite places to say, Henry, McCungee.
Oh, yeah.
The name just rolls off McCungee. Beautiful downtown McCungee. Wouldn't you like the summer in McCungee? Let's go to John in McCungee. Hey, John. Welcome
hey,
in.
Hey, how you doing, Dom? Love your show. First-time caller.
Thank you.
Sorry, the name's Steve, but no big deal. Only hear your show when I'm running out for lunch or I'm traveling, okay. So here I am. But
thank you, Steve.
I think I got a good one. Eagles Court. It is November 1997. Judge Seamus McCaffrey.
Yes, all-time ethnic name. Dominic Joseph Giordano is good. But I think it's Seamus Our Wishes McCaffrey. Who held it there? They had a cell there. And one of the guys, one of the reasons they did it, at a Monday night football game, a guy shot off a flare gun right into a crowd. That seemed to be, you know, where action was taken. Yeah, that's a great one. That represents Philadelphia. A great one, Steve. Thank you. Thanks for the call. Yeah, 97, he says. Hey, as long as it's around there, that is a very Philadelphia story over the last 30
uniquely.
Years. Uniquely. Yeah. The what was it called? Was it called the, not the stadium court, the, or maybe it was called the vet court or something like that.
Veterans.
It was veterans.
Yeah, it was, and it wasn't in 97.
Oh, okay. Yep. Good. Right under the wire. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Seamus McCaffrey. I wonder what he's doing today. He's made it to the, was he on the Supreme Court now or the Superior Court? Seamus was a motorcyclist and was a guy that was rough and tumble in the news. Perfect guy to be holding court there during a football game. Maybe these lazy sports writers are not totally wrong about Philadelphians that go to sporting events. Maybe. Booing Santa, we've already done that. When was McNabb drafted? Because that's a great
99.
I'll take that one off the board then. People showing up in New York and booing the drafting of Donovan McNabb. Angelo Cataldi's work, the Dirty 30. They took a bus up there, and they went nuts when they drafted him. They wanted a Texas running back, who, if I remember, may have been somebody very good. but interested in then illegal marijuana.
Ricky Williams.
Yeah, Ricky. No, not Ricky Williams. No, this was another guy that.
He went fifth, and he's out of Texas.
Yeah, right. Well, they got him ultimately.
Yeah, down the line. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. No, this is a guy that year in the draft may have gotten drafted second or third, and Ed Rendell, the governor, weighed in to not pick Donovan McNabb. You got to pick this running back, the governor. I don't know if the governor was there. I do believe Governor Rendell did throw snowballs, though, at Dallas players at one game. I don't think he was governor at that point. So
that's fine.
Yeah, he wasn't governor. Yeah.
Well, it could have been worse. Could have drafted Tim Couch or Akili Smith.
Yeah, that's right. But I think it was...
Edgerrin James was taken fourth.
Okay.
Ricky is five.
Oh, wait a minute. Maybe I'm confusing the Ricky Williams. I'm thinking of the other guy that eventually came here.
Ricky.
Okay.
Right? Am I wrong about that?
Yeah, that's...
No, it's not Ricky. Waters, right?
That's
who
right.
Who am I
thinking? Yeah. So that may have been who it was. And there was a big fight over it, and McNabb got picked and had a better career, obviously. But to go to New York, it was held right there in Madison Square Garden, I want to say, something like that.
It's a Radio City Music Hall.
Oh, that's where it was. Yeah. Okay. And the Dirty 30 there going wild with Donovan McNabb. He never forgot that. Can you imagine was he number one in the draft, top two or three?
He's number two.
Number two. And you get booed. Man, it tells you it's going to be a tough town. Yep. Thank you, Angelo. 855-839-1210. You get on board, jump in, hit us with that all-time Phillies story. And we have an attack on ICE officers in Minnesota that's evolving. And here, once again, you have every Democrat in the world there egging this on. They attacked ICE with a car attempting to run over law enforcement. That's what's being reported. You know what? Send in 1,000 more ICE agents. Indict these people, as many as you can, starting with Walls. What did the wife know? What did I'll play you Hope Walls coming up? They just think they're a separate country. They're going to do what they want in Minnesota. And I think they're going to find out pretty quickly, hopefully, that they're not going to get away with this. 855-839-1210.
Tom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
All right, we have new guidelines out there today. Got to get Dr. Oz. I have to text him now. Did he really say today, Henry, the new food pyramid and all this? Don't drink alcohol for breakfast. Okay, then.
I wasn't, but...
Yeah, and I'll get into it. I don't care what Bobby Kennedy Jr. says. I'm telling you on the Dom Giordano Show, not only practicing throwing a football 40 yards, not only practicing law without law school certification, because I can beat Linda at that, but also a little medical. Don't eat all those saturated fats. Now claiming saturated fats, the science says not so bad for you. Oh, really? But the question was asked, these people really think they want the government to tell you not to drink any alcohol. Remember the former Surgeon General talking about alcohol and cancer right before he left in the Biden years? And Dr. Oz making a good point saying, well, it's a social lubricant and that's good for your health. Oh, we're going to go back to a glass of red wine is something you shouldn't be indulging in. But don't drink alcohol for breakfast. Write that one down. Make sure you don't have it for breakfast
tomorrow.
Tequila and pancakes, please. Dan in Fleetwood. He's on Talk Radio 1210. Hello, Dan.
Hi, Dom. Dan, how are you?
Good, Dan. Very
or
good.
Or Henry.
Yes.
Sorry.
That's okay.
I miss Dan, but I still listen to him with the Dawn Show.
Oh, good. Good. Thank you, Dan. It's your namesake. I understand.
Henry, yeah. There's no, you know what I mean. I remember when I first started construction and the Blue Route was going in.
Okay.
And I was working with my grandfather, and he had a Ford Econoline van, which you can't buy anymore. And he said, well, this road isn't open. Let's see how fast this damn thing can go. And And then Gary the painter, no last name, he always indulged in extracurricular right. activities. He was supposed to be painting the Route 1 overpass for me. And I'm like, where are you, Gary? He said, I'm painting the Route 3 overpass.
All righty, Dan. Thank you very much. All righty there. Woo. Okay, yes. All right. Something about the Blue Route and the other. Okay. Good. Yeah. Okay. All right. So think of how many stories out there. That. This day 30 years ago, it was the worst of the, arguably the worst storm. But I'm following this story as we speak. We have Congressman Scott Perry in the on-deck circle in a bitter race in central Pennsylvania. But the charge is ICE now, a Minnesota rioter, tried to run over the agent with her car. Her car. So not even about with her car. All right. Fullest extent of the law. Bring this up to the highest level you can federally. Surge in hundreds of more ICE agents. This state is beyond belief what's going on here. You're not going to come in here and enforce the laws. Just send us $9 billion more dollars. That's what we want. So this is, I see a car, but I also see them reporting a shooting here, too. I don't know, Henry, if you tell me in a moment, did I shoot at her when she was coming at the attack ICE with the car attempting to run over? And I hope in that situation they open fire. That may be what it's like because there's a lot of people in the streets of Minneapolis there looking at this. But it seems pretty clear from the footage that there was a group. The perpetrator who attacked is deceased. Here we go. Now, I don't know if ICE, maybe in some of these instances, maybe there was a fatality in other instances, but this is pretty high profile. Fox reporting that the attacker is deceased, the woman who tried to run them over with her vehicle. Now, you're going to hear the usual thing, but couldn't you just move aside? This state walls, and to think about it, this moron was chosen by another moron who could have been president. Just think of the calculation to think that Walls is the person that was going to win over men. Remember that? Remember the whole military thing? We had one of the guys that served during that period of time with him, what he was like in the National Guard, the great defensive football coach. Oh, my God. But this entire state is just dedicated to doing whatever they want, be it fraud or situations like this. So we're on it. We'll see where this leads. But and again, I don't know that people are going to erupt because of this shooting in Minnesota. But it's not good for ICE to have to worry about stuff like this. All right, we're going to talk with Congressman Scott Perry. And he'll tell me what he thinks is happening here. Do Republicans have a health care plan they're going to be unveiling soon, like this coming week, I think, is when they're supposed to do that. And I know his opponent in central Pennsylvania is going after him on the January 6th stuff and also affordability. Well, we'll ask him about ICE, though, and this as it continues. Get in on the side, though. It's an all-timer. This day in history, biggest snowfall. Something funny or major that happened over the last 30 years in the Philadelphia area. 855-839-1210.
Dom Giordano, weekdays noon till 3 from Talk Radio 1210, WPHD.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.